podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about chefs and restaurant workers. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on November 19th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Today, we're talking about chefs and restaurant workers. Why do people choose this career? Most people don't enter the culinary world for the money. They enter it for the passion, creativity, and satisfaction of making something with their hands. There are two paths to this career. The first is the culinary school route. Culinary school can cost to the upwards of $80,000, and graduates often come out with debt but a strong technical foundation. This path often opens doors to fine dining kitchens, hotels, and other structured learning environments. But the financial return early on can be questionable because starting salaries don't always justify the cost. The second is the work your way up route. This path avoids student debt and builds real-world experience immediately. Many top chefs in the world also took this path. Both roads could ultimately lead to success or struggle because the industry rewards execution and consistency far more than degrees. People choose this career for the adrenaline of service, the camaraderie of the kitchen, and very often, the dream of opening their own restaurant someday. But passion doesn't erase the economic realities, which are often difficult no matter how you begin. The trade-offs. The industry is one of the toughest financial environments that we have covered on this podcast. Early pay is low, often barely enough to even live on. Hours are long and unpredictable. Think nights, weekends, and holidays when everyone else is relaxing. The work itself is physically demanding and wears down the body, as kitchens are hot, repetitive, and injury-prone environments. Benefits are rare, retirement plans are uncommon, and restaurants typically operate on razor-thin margins, which means wages stay low and job stability is fragile. Add in that most restaurants fail within 5 years, which just simply adds another layer of uncertainty. Let's look at the financial picture by stage of career. Early career, think 20s. Most culinary careers begin at low pay regardless of whether you went to school or worked your way up. Culinary school grads may earn the equivalent of $20 an hour in line cook roles, while those starting as dishwashers or prep cooks earn even less. Servers and bartenders may be able to rely on tips, but ultimately still struggle with income volatility. Even sous chefs, after years of experience, may only make $50,000. Culinary school does not guarantee higher starting pay, simply different opportunities. Most people at this stage are simply trying to survive, and saving money is difficult, and benefits are simply non-existent. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. This is where paths diverge. Some will choose different chef specialties or move into adjacent roles, such as a restaurant manager. Pay improves, but varies dramatically. Executive chefs at a local restaurant may earn $80,000, but at a high-end restaurant or hotel, they may earn $120,000. Private chefs may earn above that, depending on location. Catering, pop-ups, and other side gigs can double earnings if the demand is strong, but burnout is intense and common. This ultimately forces many chefs to leave the industry before they ever reach senior roles. Late career, 50s and 60s. Few chefs stay in the high-intensity kitchen roles into their 50s and 60s. Instead, they transition into teaching, managing the business side, or running private events. Those who do own successful restaurants may finally see stable income, but that often comes after decades of financial struggle. Sustainability becomes more important than passion at this stage. Now let's look at some examples. Example 1, Anthony, the forever line cook. Anthony starts as a dishwasher at 19, becomes a prep cook, and then a line cook. By his late 20s, he's making around $40,000 a year. He loves the work and the culture, but he sees most of his income going to rent and basic expenses, and he never builds substantial savings. By his 40s, he's physically exhausted and financially vulnerable. The lesson here is passion does not guarantee financial security. Without planning, many career cooks face long-term instability. Example 2, Elena, the creative. Elena works in high-end restaurants in her 20s, earning modest pay but building skills in pastry arts, plating, and recipe development. At 32, she becomes an executive pastry chef, earning $85,000. She also launches a side business selling cakes, then a pop-up, and then catering. By 45, she teaches part-time and runs a small bakery while also doing consulting work. Her income averages $130,000 with far more control over her schedule. The lesson here is financial success in this field may require stepping outside of traditional restaurant roles. Example 3, Marco, the restaurant dreamer. Marco works in kitchens for 20 years, saving everything he can. And at 41, he opens his own restaurant using savings, loans, and help from his family. For the first 2 years, he earns almost nothing as revenue goes towards costs and debt. But by year 5, he has built a loyal following, pays himself $100,000 a year, and is now considering expansion. The lesson here is restaurant ownership can be rewarding, but success is low, risky, and depends heavily on timing, capital, and endurance. Key levers for chefs and restaurant workers. Build multiple income streams if possible, such as catering, private events, or food entrepreneurship. If your employer doesn't offer retirement plans, consider opening your own Roth or traditional IRA. Make a budget that accounts for your fluctuating income, and build an emergency fund because your hours and income are likely unstable. If you plan to open your own restaurant, build savings and experience before taking on major debt. Explore transition roles such as private chef work, teaching, or possibly even consulting. To recap, so how should a chef or restaurant worker save? Well, it depends. It depends on your role, your income stability, and whether you build additional income streams. It depends on how long your body can sustain the physical toll and whether you diversify before burnout forces a pivot. This is one of the most financially challenging careers that we will cover, but with planning and creativity, it can still lead to sustainability.
Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future updates. Looking for more insights like this? Head over to our website at jgua.com for additional resources. And if you'd like to talk about your personal financial goals, we'd love to help. Just click the Schedule a Meeting button highlighted on your screen to book your complimentary consultation. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.